Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Music Biz Out of Bounds podcast. This is yours truly, Maria Dion, founder and artist management consultant of Sparkswood Management LLC, based in the Midwest. If you are a new listener, welcome to our amazing community of music supporters, fanatics, and people who going crazy trying to figure out this music industry. And if you are a returning listener, turn up. That lets me know that I'm doing a pretty good job. I know I could be doing better, but anyway, nonetheless, I thank you and I appreciate you coming back to see what's up this time. So without further ado, let's get right into it. So today we're going to talk about building a community. In episode 3, I talked about how to build a fan base. So now I want to help you build a community around that fan base. And in order to do that successfully, or shall I say stable, more stability, you need 4 things. You need a website, you need email marketing, you need a blog, and you need social media. Now, some of this stuff may be familiar, so don't think that, you know, I'm trolling. What I'm doing is I'm finding the gaps that people are missing, and I'm coming here and I'm giving y'all a free game, basically. So, website. The reason you need a website is because your target audience not only includes those ideal fans, those casual fans, and those real fans, but it also includes potential business professionals and music experts. So you ever got yourself into a situation where you're like, man, I could use some more money, or like, man, I need a social media manager to help me manage some of this stuff, or I need to write a business plan, I need like a strategic business manager or something. Your website should let those people know that that's what you're looking for, in a sense. Obviously, you don't want to put a wanted ad on your website. That's not what I'm saying. However, tailoring your website to be more professional lets business people and music experts know you are a professional music artist. I'm gonna say that again. Your website should not only demonstrate your creativity and your uniqueness, but it should also demonstrate your professionalism. The difference between hobby musicians and musicians who are successful is just that, professionalism. If you're serious about your music career, then you do what's necessary and you understand the business, and you're looking for those people who can help you learn more about the business but apply more of a business aspect to your creativity, so that way you're having fun and you're making money. So your website needs to demonstrate that. People may not know that you're a professional music artist before you meet them. So your website is a way for you to brand yourself and demonstrate that you are, in fact, a professional musician. So your website should speak to your fans and business people and music experts. 2, email marketing. The reason you need email marketing is very simple. There's 2 reasons. 1, everyone has a mobile device. Your target audience, including your ideal fans, have a mobile device. And 2, everyone has an email address. So what that says is whenever you want to speak to your audience, you can just send them an email. That's pretty much what that's about. Email marketing is a direct communication tool. There is no Facebook in the middle of that, okay? You still need social media. We'll get to that. But the reason that email is more important than social media is for that reason. When somebody's walking down the street and you send them an email, boom, they got notification on their phone or whatever mobile device that you sent them an email, and they can make a decision right then and there to open it and check it out or look at it later. But the key is the fact that you are wherever they are. You are more likely to be wherever they are because everybody doesn't have Facebook. And I know you probably laugh when I say that, but if I'm keeping it 100, there was a point in time where I didn't have the Facebook app on my phone. I had to consciously log into Facebook in order to be on there because I was trying to unplug from social media. However, I kept the Gmail app, I kept the Yahoo app, or I kept the, you know, whatever mail app that was on my phone at the time, because I got bills to pay, right? So they sending me notifications like, yo, bill reminder. So for the simple fact that email is that important, that's the reason you need email marketing. You go wherever they are, and whenever you want to talk to them and you send it, boom, they got it. They don't have to wait, or you don't have to wait until they hop on social media and hope that the algorithm put your post whenever time that they got on there, okay? It's much, much easier to just talk to people through email. Now, the third one is blog. So the moment I say blog, y'all probably thought YouTube people sitting in the video, right? Sitting in the camera with their face in the video like, hi, today I'm gonna... No, I'm not talking about that. Or your mind may have went to one of those, you know, extra gossip columns where all they do is write about celebrity stuff. You don't even know if it's true or not. No, that's not what I'm talking about. The content doesn't have to be like YouTube and like the gossip bloggers. However, you still need a blog for content. The more content you have, the better opportunity you have to showcase your brand, to showcase who you are, what you about, what you're trying to do, etc., etc. Now, your blog can be whatever you want it to be. You can do video, you can do images, or you can do text, or you can do a combination of two or three, or if there's something else extra, you can throw that in there too. The reason I'm saying that you need to blog as a musician is for this reason and this reason only. It helps demonstrate your professionalism. There's a lot of musical groups and artists who are using blogs, but they're using them in a creative way. I'm suggesting that you use the blog to demonstrate your expertise about what you know about the music industry so that you tap into that professionalism aspect, and then you can put it on your website. See how I did that? You got a two-in-one there. So instead of you having a blog on WordPress and then, you know, a website over here, you can actually put your blog on your website. So that will be how you communicate to those business experts and those music industry experts, or, you know, the people that you want to do business with. You can send them straight to your website when you're out networking, but instead of them having to look all over your website because you've designated a specific place for business people, you can, boom, send them to the business spot on your website, and then they can browse, you know, if they want to. So this is why you need a blog. I don't know many musicians who are using blogs for professionalism, so this is kind of unique, and again, it'll help you stand out from other people. Whatever it is that you decide to talk about, you can talk about, you know, technicalities of instruments, or your creative process on how you come up with new ideas, or, you know, some of the television shows that you were watching and how it relates to the music industry, or, you know, music industry history, past, present, and future. You could do all of those things. Now, I'm not going to go into specific details about content. We can have those conversations offline. If you're interested, you can hit me up at sparkswoodmgmt@gmail.com with the subject line, yo, help me with blog content, and we'll talk about it. So yeah, I recommend, as your unofficial, official, exclusive, unexclusive manager, to start thinking about ways you can use a blog to demonstrate your professionalism so that it helps with your credibility in the music industry as a music artist, but a professional music artist. And last but not least, we have social media. Now, it's probably gonna hurt when I say this, but I need you to reduce your social media activity to 2, no more than 3 channels. Here's why I say that. You're stretching yourself too much. Part of the reason why you're stressed out is because, one, you care too much about whether or not people saw what you put down there, whether or not people liked what you said, whether or not people commented on it, and whether or not people shared it. Now, if you feel that way about one social media platform and you multiply that by 5 because you're on 5 different sites, this is why you're frustrated, why you can't tap into your creativity and write that song you've been struggling with for the past 2 weeks. Because your focus is not focused on creativity. Your focus is too busy worried about whether or not when you finish it, if people gonna mess with it or not. So I need you to back it up some, and we're gonna help you out here. I need you to take inventory of the current social media pages that you have. Look at what's working. Which channels are people actually engaging with you on? And then you're going to focus on those. And then you're going to look at the ones that's not working. And then we're going to dead them. All right? That's what we're going to do. We're not going to worry about them. I'm not telling you to uninstall or just, you know, hop off of it completely. What I'm saying is, don't focus so much attention. the number one thing I hate and the number one thing the social media managers will tell you is if you post one thing and share that same thing across all five, I'm telling you right now, that shit don't work. I don't want to be following you on five different stations and hearing and seeing the same exact thing. That defeats the purpose. So, what you can do is take a step back. You're going to learn what each platform is for. So, we're going to take it back to the basics, y'all. Hop on Facebook and go look at what Facebook's mission statement is. Try to align your content with what Facebook's mission statement is. That's how you can master the algorithm of Facebook. What are the features that's on Facebook that they're focusing on that, you know, that they want to work? And then match your content to match what the platform is doing. Same thing with Instagram. Go look up Instagram's mission statement. What is it that they're trying to accomplish with that app? And then align your content with that app. It's that simple, guys. Like, it's not all of this, you know, pay $2,500 and I'm gonna show you how to get Instagram followers and all that other stuff. Like, you're not even ready for that level yet. I'm not saying that those things don't work. They do. But that's just like graduating from elementary school and then trying to go to college. You see how there's a disconnect here? So those things may in fact work, but you may not be ready for them. And if you can't master the free tools already, you can't master the free strategies, I'm telling you right now, the paid strategies, they will not be what you think they are. They are what they say they are when you're ready for it and you're at that level. But if you can't master social media right now for free, there's no reason to pay for some of that stuff, I'm telling you right now. So I'm giving you free game. I'm telling you what works for us. I'm telling you what works for some other people. And that's pretty much the best thing that I can do for you. Again, if you're interested in more content strategies, again, you can hit me up at sparkswoodmgmt@gmail.com with the subject line, "Yo, Maria, I need help with content." And again, we can talk about it. So that wraps up this episode. I'm going to recap real quick in case I went a little bit too fast. But I told y'all before, I'm trying to keep this thing under 20 minutes because we don't got all day. And I want y'all to, you know, hop off this and actually get to work. And I want you to have a better day than you did yesterday and position yourself for a better day tomorrow. That's what this whole thing is about. So, building a community around your fan base, here's the foundation that you need. One, you need a website that communicates to your regular fans, your regular average day, listen to your music fans. But it also needs to speak to those potential business partners and music experts. If you are looking for people to partner with who can help promote you and help you generate money, those people need to be able to go to your website and understand the mission, the overall mission of what you're trying to do. But then they also need to see that you are a serious and a professional music artist. Business people, they love creativeness, but they care more about professionalism. They want to know that the person they're going into business with understands how business works. They want to go into business with people who understand respecting people, you know, time and all of those things. So you have to find a way to incorporate those things on your website. Two, email marketing. You need email marketing as a direct communication tool to speak to your fans. When you want to talk to them, you should be able to send them an email. It's like sending a text, okay? Email marketing is like a phone number and a phone. I'm going to break this down. So you know how you meet somebody, you're like, hey, yeah, you know, hit me up. Here go my phone number. Hit me up anytime. And that phone number is attached to that phone. So anytime they want to talk to you, text message, all I got to do is hit you up, text, say, hey, what up, though? You respond back. Email marketing is the exact same way with your fans. But because you're not that personal to have phone numbers just yet, you got to get there. Email is a step towards that personably. I'll be making up words, y'all. Anyway, an email address is like a phone number. So an email address is a way for you to speak directly to your fans when you want to talk to them. Now, the difference between email and social media is this. Not everyone has social media, but everyone has email addresses. I don't know nobody, especially an adult, that don't have email address because they got bills to pay and all of those things. All of these businesses are now, you know, turning online. So some people don't even send paper bills no more. You got to have an email address for them to send it to. So just knowing that fact you need email marketing because you have a better chance of reaching them versus messing around with Facebook algorithm and you posted at 10 o'clock in the morning, but your fans didn't hop online until 1 o'clock, but they got like 1,500 other friends they're following. So what's the likelihood that they seen that 2 hours later? But email, if you send them an email, they're going to get it because they check all their emails. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some people who got like 1,500 unread emails because they don't read their emails. But we don't want to worry about that, okay? The majority of the people don't have 1,500, 1,600 unopened emails. That's just sitting there. The majority of the people, they go through their emails. So if your mind went to that, don't go there because that's not really an issue. That's unlikely. That's not what you're doing. And people have to give you permission. So they give you their email, which means they expect to hear from you. So it's all good. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up today's episode of Building a Community. I'm going to recap real short. You need a website. You need email marketing. You need a blog to demonstrate your professionalism and expertise to help with your credibility as a professional music artist. And you need to reduce your social media channels, okay? 2 or 3, pick the ones that's working. Don't worry about the ones that's not. Master the ones that's working before you add additional ones. And that should help y'all feel better today. All right, so until next time, I love y'all. Peace.